Politico.com reports tonight on the, quote, bloodbath at the RNC.
Headlines calling it a, quote, bloodbath.
Yeah, bloodbath. Not only is it going to be a bloodbath, but after they leave New Hampshire, it's a bloodbath on her home turf. That's really tough.
And Trump has left a lot of corpses in his wake. I mean, we can count the bodies
as part of the, quote, MAGA drive to take over Maricopa County. And the headline refers to it as an impending bloodbath.
Columnist Charles Blow has a new piece for The New York Times entitled A Biden Bloodbath.
2018 midterms, you can bet that they 100% are fearing a slaughter. In fact, the word bloodbath and massacre come up frequently.
The Republican Party will be destroyed. It's going to be a bloodbath.
There's going to be a bloodbath one way or the other.
Bloodbath for Bernie Sanders.
It's been a bloodbath. They're shaping up to be a bloodbath.
Head off a bloodbath in next year's crucial midterm.
Off-year elections are often a bloodbath.
This week's bloodbath.
Welcome to the bloodbath.
Hey, welcome to the bloodbath.
I'm Tommy.
I'm Bear.
And we are the Unrefined Guys. Two guys who know a little bit about a lot of things, don't know a whole lot about one particular topic. It feels like we're a little behind the eight ball on the bloodbath portions.
Thank you. Yeah.
Sorry about that. Bear's looking at me like, I can't hear.
I can't hear shit.
Sorry. So we're a little behind on the bloodbath thing.
Yeah. I mean, there they go again, using a word over and over again.
But it's only bad when Trump uses, I did it again.
Go wearing tight pants.
Yeah, it's not tight pants. I got to cross my leg and pinch. Yeah, so.
So you guys know how that feels.
Yeah, most guys do. Trump is not allowed to use the language used by the left.
No. Because they can say it, but he can't.
When he does it, it's a threat to their democracy. When they do it, it's just rhetoric.
Yeah.
Well, I think it's just rhetoric. It's a politician whose mouth is moving and noise is coming out of their mouth. It's all rhetoric.
Right. But again, like I said, this is another word that they're just going to keep repeating and repeating just to get you to normalize it. And then when Trump says it, oh, it's something totally different, you know?
It's bullshit is what
and then taken out of context what he said. I don't remember the whole speech, but it was a part of a whole paragraph of things that he was saying.
Basically, it was a montage of, he was talking about the auto industry.
Yeah.
And how, jobs are, gone and that manufacturing of vehicles is being moved to Mexico.
Yeah.
And that China would move their manufacturing to Mexico and then ship the cars up through Mexico because it's cheaper in tariffs, I guess. He guaranteed that if he became president again, he would impose a 100% tariff on all of China's cars coming into the country just to encourage them to bring their plants here to America.
Right.
If he doesn't win, and I'm paraphrasing, if he doesn't win, there will be a bloodbath in the auto industry because they will all leave the country.
Right.
That's what he was saying.
Right. That's what I'm saying. They took it out of context of what he was.
If you look up the term bloodbath.
They've done it so many times.
Hundreds of times. But the actual term of bloodbath in the dictionary refers to political rhetoric.
Yeah.
Used by everybody. As we heard in the opening, MSNBC, CNN, they can all use it. But as soon as Trump uses it, well, it means something different.
We're gonna go after threatening it. Something.
Yeah, he's threatening. It's a gaslight. Gaslight is on the dashboard.
Oh, yeah, there's that gaslight.
Yeah.
But the people that are claiming gaslighting are the ones that gaslight the most.
Well, when the press is talking,
yeah,
well, tend to not think too much.
And to be fair.
To be fair.
The right does that also. So.
Oh, everybody does it.
Yeah.
I wonder if anybody realizes. There got to be a couple Letterkenny fans out there.
There's got to be.
If there's not, we're doing something wrong. If you haven't watched Letterkenny, you have to for many reasons.
Isn't this the last season?
Well, I haven't seen this last season
yet. Well, I think that's what they announced was this next season.
I think, there's four or five total seasons. The first two were absolutely incredible. The third one really kind of just started to trail off, and then it was just a repeat of all the old jokes.
Right.
Not that the old jokes weren't funny. Like, to be fair. Of course, we don't do it in unison and choir the way they did. But
no, we don't.
And we don't have Kate.
We have a Karen.
We do have a Karen.
Which, a Karen.
Does that mean that we have a lot of complaints?
No.
Usually enough, oddly, it's only you and I getting complained against.
I'm waiting to speak to the manager.
Okay, just wait right there.
Yeah, we'll be right back. I saw an interesting meme the other day. I saw it was Beavis and Butthead. And then the next frame of the meme was
Biden and Newsom. Yeah, I saw that one.
God, I thought, Jesus.
Now you can't unsee it.
You can't. You cannot. Look, Biden already looked like that anyway, right?
Yeah.
So anytime I see Walter from Jeff Dunham, or anytime I see Butthead,
I think of Gavin.
I'm just like, no. God.
And now you can't
Gavin
see it, yeah.
And Joe, it's just, there'll be years from now. Us old people will be in the nursing homes, whatever we're looking at memes at by that point. And we'll be laughing our asses off, and our kids are going, God, they're so old.
They're already doing that.
Worse than they do now. But this time they'll have to change our diapers.
Well, that is where we get revenge.
Very much so.
You remember when you peed on me? My turn.
Which time? Which time, Daddy? How was your week?
It was okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yours?
It was long, oddly enough.
It was at least 7 days.
Well, it was exactly 7 days. It felt like 10. This was my first week that I had 2 days off in a row.
Oh, you got Monday off?
I was off Monday, and I, oddly enough, didn't know what to do.
I'm not surprised, actually.
Like, I was just kind
of
like...
After a year of, having to be at work.
And all of a sudden, I was like, I caught myself at about 1:30 going, oh, shit, I got to go. Oh, wait, no, I don't. Sunday nights, I used to, I'd get in the shower and I'd shave my head, do my own, primp for the week. And I didn't do it on Sunday and it felt weird. And then I got up Monday and I was like, nope, something's not right.
Right.
I just couldn't manage it. It was a rough day. It was a rough day. As the week progressed, it got better, I guess. It wasn't bad. It was just odd.
Right.
It was so odd. And when I got to work on Tuesday and talking to the person who was hired, I talked to her a lot on Monday. She had a lot of questions, and I told her, guys, look, do not hesitate, call me,
right?
But just remember that nothing that you do here will get anybody killed,
right? That's a good point.
And she just, she got the new person itches, but she's doing great, so I'll have another Monday off this week.
Nice.
Don't know what I'll do with that one this time.
I was going to offer to go to a movie.
That might be a good idea. I hear, what's that movie from Angel Studios that's out?
Oh, there's that one.
Not carne asada.
Know where your mind's at.
Hey, I'm always up for pork. I don't remember the name of it. It's supposed to be really good, though.
Yeah, but the one I was thinking of is the new Ghostbusters. Because I know back in the day we were Ghostbusters fans.
It cannot be as bad as the women's one. And the fact that Bill Murray's back.
And Dan Aykroyd.
And Dan Aykroyd. And then one of them died, poor bastard. It's got to be good, right?
Yeah, the guy who plays Winston?
Yes.
Yeah, he makes an appearance, supposedly.
AI?
No, he was shot before.
Oh, was it?
Ernie Hudson, before he passed.
Yeah, we might have to go see that. It'd be a good time.
I was reading an article before we left the house about people pissed off that what's his name wasn't in the movie. Ivan Reitman wasn't in the movie. And then they were mad about Rick Moranis not being in the movie. Well, first of all, Ivan's dead. He's been dead for a long time.
And Rick Moranis is still trying to figure out how to be a wife.
Well, his wife passed away.
Yes, I know.
And he quit Hollywood to take care of his kids. Now, yes, his kids are old and older and grown and moved on, but he's realized he doesn't need Hollywood.
He doesn't have a desire to be inbred, I guess.
Yeah.
As most are, if I recall how I read it, he still wants a part, but he wants it to be a very small part of Hollywood. I gained a ton of respect for Rick Moranis. Listen, he was in Revenge of the Nerds, Honey, I Shrunk the Kids. He wasn't in Revenge of the Nerds.
No, he wasn't.
I was just fucking around. But Honey, I Shrunk the Kids, he absolutely could have been.
Actually, I think he was offered the part of Booger.
That wouldn't surprise me a bit.
I think he was.
And Rick Moranis was...
But he's got a lot of movies.
Yeah, he was a staple when we were kids.
Yeah.
Great actor. Great comedian. And when his wife passed, he said, no.
Yeah,
This is my responsibility. This is what I'm going to do. Similar to what Garth Brooks did, and to much chagrin of his fans, when he and his first wife, Sandy, split up, he said, I have got to focus my mind on my kids. Yeah. And once my kids are grown, I will reevaluate my situation and make a decision then. As much as I hated to see the man go.
Respect.
How do you fight that?
Yeah.
How do you fight that? Right. I'm going to go be a dad.
Well, apparently in this article that I read, that Jason Reitman is the writer and producer of this new, I think he might even be director, but he wrote it and he produced it for sure. Reached out to Rick Moranis and said, hey, I can write you in if you're willing to come in and do it. And Rick's like, no.
I wonder why not.
He's just happy not doing anything with Hollywood.
Well, I imagine he's still living off of some royalties.
Well, I mean, Ghostbusters is back again. You know, he's still getting money off the originals.
The only question I truly have. Now, first off, I've shared my opinion on the female version of Ghostbusters.
Yeah, you just did, yeah.
Look, there's some things that just shouldn't happen. And that was one of them.
Yeah, I agree.
And I watched it twice.
To give it a shot?
So the first time I was absolutely mortified. And I thought, you know, I'm probably got my bias hanging out.
Yeah, right.
Let me put it away, and then I'll watch it again. I won't pay for it this time. And I walked away with this newfound hell no.
There's two or three of the actresses that were in that one that I really like. I like Melissa McCarthy. I think she's hilarious.
Kristen Wiig's hilarious.
What's her name? The black lady. She's fucking hilarious.
They're all great actresses.
Yeah.
That was a bad idea.
It was. And even they... Melissa McCarthy has said, yeah, we shouldn't have done that.
No, wasn't there another Ghostbusters movie that was?
Yes.
Yeah.
Afterlife, I believe.
Something like that.
It had like the ghost of.
Yeah, Ivan Reitman.
Past or something. Yeah.
Okay.
But I didn't see it.
Okay.
It was good.
I did see that one. I didn't see the women's one.
It was much similar to when I heard there was going to be another Top Gun. I went, get the fuck out, because you can't make a sequel to that. Boy, was I wrong.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, but more often than not, sequels are bad.
More often. Ghostbusters 2 is a rarity.
It was okay.
It wasn't great, but it was okay.
I liked it. I wouldn't, you know, like watch it again as I do Ghostbusters or Top Gun or, you know. But look, you know, when we had the likes of Indiana Jones and what is he on, the 12th or 13th temple?
It's the fifth.
The last one, he was on a walker for most of it. And he got shown up by a lady.
Yeah.
And then the whole movie flopped compared to what they thought it would do in theaters.
Well, and it opened up against Sound of Freedom.
It did open up against Sound of Freedom. But the other downside to it was that when people saw it, I'm not trying to politicize this. It just happened to be. It was too woke. It was the woman provocateur who was out to take over.
True.
And then you're going to beat up on Indy? Come on. He's in a walker already.
I didn't think it was that bad, but it wasn't great.
It was that bad.
The one before it was all right. I think they should have brought Shia LaBeouf back.
Agreed.
Because he did a great job as playing Indy's son.
The guy is.
He's got some issues, but he's.
Well, you know, we all do. He just shares his more freely with people. But he's an amazing actor.
Yeah.
Think about him what you will on his personal life. He's a great actor.
Right.
This is one of those parts where it's easy for me to separate your politics from your talent. Garth Brooks is another one that you've got to separate his politics from his talent. Garth Brooks is more of a, let's give everybody a hug and let's just feel good and let's just accept everything the way it is. I think that if I had the opportunity to sit down with Mr. Brooks and explain to him, I don't mind trans people. I don't want them fucking with our kids. I might be able to get some headway with
right.
him. I'm never going to have that opportunity.
No.
But, you know, when you look at those types of things and being able to, look, I am not a fan of, what's the lady who was just on TV and she got made fun of because she had her face was fat. She's got a problem with, there was some kind of a disease she has where it caused her to gain weight. She's a comedian. She's extremely left. She's married to, say again?
Amy Schumer?
Yes.
So I'm not a fan of her, though.
I'm not a fan of her, but...
I'm not a fan of her uncle, either.
Well, nobody's a fan of her uncle, because old Chuck Schumer is just a fucking crook. But she's got some funny stand-up.
She does.
It's not great.
It's like Whitney Cummings. She's another one that's...
exactly.
She's not as left as most of them are.
No,
but because she's been on Rogan.
Right.
But she's left-ish, you know?
Right, right. Who's Wanda Sykes.
Mm.
I used to like her.
I'm with you there. I'm right there with you.
And
I
then
used
she
to
just
really
went
like her.
Way off the left.
And it's like she was biting Whoopi Goldberg's titty when Whoopi turned left, and they both just whiplashed in
like
the wrong
she's
direction.
She's got a wit to her that
she
is
does.
Just amazing.
And it's great, but.
But then she had to make it political.
And this
she didn't have to. That's the thing. She didn't have to.
Yeah. Well, Amy Schumer, she started to move that way, and she saw that that wasn't well for her career, and she moved back towards more of the center for her work.
Okay.
I know what her political leanings are, but she can still be funny. Now, she's not as funny as she used to be when she would say the things that she would say, because now she's a little too politically correct, but I have this faith.
Yes. When you're known as an insult comic, like she was.
Yep.
Because she was one of the better roasters the roasts.
Beautiful.
You can't really come back from that. You got to stick on that path. I understand that you want to be softer-ish, but...
Am I gaining weight? It's helping.
But you're known for... It's like Don Rickles if all of a sudden he went nice.
Right.
I mean, God rest his soul. But... He was known as the insult comic.
Rodney Dangerfield not making fun of himself.
Right.
That was it. Listen, you've got a place. You can't come out at 110% because you're not going to be able to maintain it. Amy was a perfect example. I liked her comedy.
Mm-hmm.
She's getting to a point now where you're like,
right.
You're pushing too hard.
Right.
You know, listen, Sam Kennison would never make it today.
Oh, no. You're doing cancel right away.
Right. Larry the Cable Guy, he would have a harder time today than most. Now, you've got Bill Engvall,
mm-hmm.
Jeff Foxworthy. They were good, solid, clean. They were funny, and they did it in a way that wasn't, it was family friendly. Could they make it today? I think they could.
Yeah.
The problem is...
I mean, Jeff Dunham's still doing good, and he's just as clean as... Well, he's gotten a little more blue.
He's gotten a little more blue, yeah.
How about Dane Cook?
No.
Here's
Dane Cook
funny
couldn't
thing.
Do it.
I before we moved up here, I had some friends that lived up here, and the wife and I came up to have dinner with them one day, and it was just hang out. Went saw a show, I think, and we're sitting at dinner. Mike's wife at the time, Nicole, looked at me. And she said, I can't figure out who you remind me of. Now, we'd been friends with these folks for about 2 or 3 years. And she said, while we're eating dinner, she said this. And then a few minutes later, she went, Dane Cook. And I said, who? She said, Dane Cook. I said, who's Dane Cook? And her husband, Mike, says, that's where it is. I said, I don't know who that is. So she pulls up a picture, and I was like, I don't look anything like that guy. She said, no, but your delivery and your cadence is very similar to it. I've listened to like 3 reels of Dane Cook, and if I'm that dry, good. I mean,
you are. You're pretty dry.
Well, that's one of the complaints that a lot of people who first meet me, especially in my previous life, they immediately went, You have this intimidating air about you. I didn't do it on purpose, but a lot of people would tell me that.
Right.
And then they would never be certain how to take me.
Yeah.
Because when I deliver, in my head, it's a perfect time. It's a perfect cadence. It's everything. And to me, it's hilarious.
We share that disability, if you will.
Right.
Because I have a resting bitch face.
Sure.
That is it intimidates everybody. And then I come out and I say something funny, and they're like, or sarcastic.
Right.
Sarcasm is the one that everybody's like, well, I don't know how I should take this. And take it how you will. That's how my attitude is. Take it how you will. I don't give a fuck.
Right.
But I meant it this way.
And if I have to explain it, it really
it's not as funny anymore. Yeah. You know,
when I first moved up here, I hired my assistant sight unseen. We talked on the phone a couple of times. And I said to her, I'm sold. Like, you're everything that I need and probably a little more. but I can't make the final decision because you're going to have access to all of my life, everything that I have, and I need to be able to trust you, which is important,
yeah,
but not nearly as important as my wife
trusting you.
Trusting you.
Right.
I said, so...
especially being an assistant.
Exactly. And she, you know, she turned out to be everything and more. When we first met face to face was the day I got the job,
right.
Walked onto the job.
I remember that day.
And so her first impression, and I told her when I walked into the office, I said, here's who I am. This is the way my face looks. I'm sorry for it. Genetics wasn't good to me. It was better than some of my other family members. Trust that.
Yeah.
If you're ever in doubt, you've got to ask me. Because I try to share my intent. She says, I'm not concerned about that. Okay, what are you concerned about? She says, I think I know if you're saying do X that you want me to do that. Oh, yeah. I said, well, where's your hiccup? She said, your sarcasm. I said, you think I've been sarcastic? And she went, see what I'm saying? No, I don't see it. It took her almost 7 months
right.
to finally come into my office and go, you know what? I just figured it out. Fuck you. And she walked away, and I went, well, I'm glad we could have that talk.
I'm glad we figured out whatever that
we
was.
We were definitely in that position.
Right.
She would tell me all the time when I first met you, you were so intimidating. I said, what about me was intimidating? I don't know. And everybody who's ever told me that, it's always been, I don't know.
I'm glad I met you back in teenagers.
You met me when I had a mullet and a Elvis front and a...
Because I think if I was to meet you for the first time now,
right.
we might butt heads because of our sarcasm and our...
Because we're so similar.
Yeah, yeah.
I think you're right. Well, when we grow up together, I think we just found a way to make our personalities blend.
I think we made our personality... not, yes, we made them blend, but I think we took cues off each other... With our sarcasm and our sense of humor. And
we have done some wild shit on the fly, not ever talking about it. We just stepped into a situation and went with it.
Yeah.
And it turned out beautifully.
Yeah, you would think we were good at improv. You know, you...
Which I could never do, by the way.
Well, that's not true, because, we'll, like I said, one of these days we'll tell the whole story, because that whole trip to Kansas
that was one
improv.
Big improv.
The whole fucking trip was improv.
We lied so much that I think that we began to blend the lies with the truth to ourselves.
Each time we, if you would, con somebody, because that's what we did a few times.
More or less, but...
And we never talked to each other about the con. We just did it, yeah. And the other one just fell in line.
And when Bear says con, I want to be clear here. It wasn't like we were taking something without giving something. We would have to... Careful. We'll have to tell the story at some point, but we never stole anything. Anything we did was never illegal-ish. When it came to dealing with people or individuals.
No, we didn't con. No, we didn't. When I say con, it was a con, but it wasn't.
Yeah, it wasn't about stealing.
No.
It was about gaining sympathy.
Yeah.
And we were good at it.
Yeah.
Way, way good at it. Anyway, there's a little teaser for you. What's going on in the world of politics? So we've heard about the bloodbath. We're a little late on that.
Did you hear about this trillions of dollars? That their budget, that their thing that they just passed.
You know.
It was ridiculous. Some of the stuff they're paying for.
And one of the things they're not paying for is border security or protection or anything to do with that.
No. And that's why Marjorie Taylor Greene is trying to get Johnson. She threatened it. She didn't actually.
She filed it.
Well, she filed the motion, but it doesn't mean
it doesn't mean it'll go.
Yeah.
But
it was a warning shot is what she said. So.
And here's the scary part about that. So Friday was Ken Buck's last day,
mm-hmm.
Pussy. Rhino is what Ken Buck turned out to be. And we've just heard that another representative, I can't remember his name, has put in his notice that he will be leaving sometime in April. I can't remember what state he's from. I want to say it's Wisconsin. I believe that's the case. Now, the way he has formatted it, is he will be leaving on this particular day in April, which is just past the time necessary that it would not need to have a special election. It would just go into November. seems fishy. Because when Ken Buck made the announcement that this last Friday was his last day, he said the others that are coming will be more surprising. I read into that, and I don't think I'm too far off. Ken Buck leaves. There will be a special election for that. It's coming relatively soon. Then you've got this guy from Wisconsin. He's leaving. Well, with Buck leaving, that shrinks the majority. With this other guy leaving and not allowing for a special election, which would easily be won by a Republican. Yes, I just got to keep it. I'm not writing any of this down, so it's hard to follow. If he leaves before then, they would have the special election. A Republican would take his place, and it'd be a one-for-one. But he's done it in such a way that he'll leave at a time when it doesn't allow for a special election. It has to go to the primary, or not the primary.
The
general election. Now, the problem you face with this is now we're down two. Who else leaves? Because if the chair gets vacated right now, just with Ken Buck, the likelihood is you would end up with a Jeffries.
Yeah, it looks like they're...
Hakeem Jeffries as the Speaker of the House.
Looks like the Rhinos and the Democrats are setting it up to where they could have control.
And then what happens from there? Well, you have the Democrats that would technically be... They control the seat because they're the Speaker.
Mm-hmm.
And what happens in November if Trump wins... And the Speaker is Democrat in a obvious Democrat-leaning House. Could they find a reason not to certify the election then? Here's the problem with that.
It does seem like that's what they're setting up.
I don't think there's any other way it could be looked. And this is coming from a guy who doesn't know a ton about politics. But I'm starting to understand it, which really makes me feel dirty.
Right.
I'd rather watch, like, tranny boy porn. Than to understand politics, because I wouldn't feel as dirty. That's not entirely true. I think they're probably equal.
Porn compared to the politics. I like
well,
that.
Well, at least in porn, you know who's fucking you.
That's a good point, yeah.
In politics, it's only safe to go, it's probably all of them, but you don't know for sure.
Yeah.
I'm always the negative guy. If Trump loses this election.
I don't see that happening.
I don't either, but
he's got so much traction.
Long time. And in politics.
It is a long time, but his numbers keep trending up. And if they convict him on any of these other charges, I think they're just pushing him to be the president.
Agreed.
Because every time he's been indicted or was charged, his numbers went up.
Agreed.
And they just did a poll just recently, and he's way up with Latinos.
And blacks. Here's what bothers me about that.
He's higher, than Biden is.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, for sure. What bothers me about these numbers is I remember the poll numbers in 20. They had Trump winning by 6. They had Trump winning by 4. They had Trump winning by 8. I think they only had one poll with Biden winning it by 1 point. And then it became a bloodbath, allegedly. And Trump didn't win.
Under nefarious.
Correct.
You know, it wasn't, I don't think it was the cleanest election ever.
I don't either. And listen, we all know that this vote, the 2020 race was won and lost by 40,000. And I'm not necessarily saying there was fraudulent. There was a lot going on behind the scenes. That
there's a lot of questions.
Of an investigation, of a real investigation, and not like a, you know, a Kennedy assassination sham job investigation,
right,
that Dulles was sitting on the Warren Commission when Dulles was the head of the CIA. It's the Fox Garden Henhouse. Anyway, I digress.
Well, and then you got... In those states that he's running in, you have RFK pulling a lot of numbers.
A lot of numbers.
But he's pulling a lot of numbers from Biden.
He is. Here's, I guess, where I'm at. Look, Kennedy's not going to win.
No.
But he's going to make waves. I think he's going to take some never-Trumper votes. I do.
Oh,
I believe that.
I don't doubt that.
Anybody who's a conservative but anti-Trump, they're going to look at Kennedy and say he's better than Biden.
Yeah.
And he's better than Trump. And so we're going to go with Kennedy. I think he gets probably 22 to 25%
Is overall. He going to take enough electorates away so that there isn't a clear winner and now we are leaving it up to Congress to decide who wins?
I don't think so.
Yeah.
I don't think so.
He's not, first of all, he's not in enough states to make that a problem.
Not yet. But if he gets, and look.
True.
A write-in candidate is very difficult. It's not impossible. They have won before, but it's rare. Could Kennedy make it a three-way race? Motherfucker.
Take two.
Can Kennedy make it a three-way race? Wow, I still almost screwed that up.
I don't think it's going to be that close at all.
But I think he can get to a point, and look, the Libertarians are still dragging their feet on this. Is there a potential for the Libertarians to throw their name behind Kennedy? I don't think so, because he has a lot of stances that are just anti-libertarian. But it's possible, because all they need to do is get somebody to get them enough numbers to make them a viable party. That wouldn't bother me a bit.
Me neither, actually.
I would love that. But will it happen? It could. It could.
I hope so. I mean, we need a third.
The candidate for vice president in the Libertarian Party does it differently. They nominate their presidential candidate and their vice presidential candidate, so they don't allow them to pick.
Which I don't mind.
I don't either. I think it's a good balance.
When you think about it, back in the day, even Lincoln, the vice president was the second place guy who ended up being the president after he was assassinated.
Weird.
So, you know, there's a little conspiracy there. That's the way they used to do it. And I think that's the way we should do it.
Agreed.
Keep everything nice and neutral.
Keep it tight.
Yeah. I don't know if Trump having Biden as the vice president, if that would work, because they might beat each other up behind the gym.
It'd be a Cain and an Abel situation. And Biden said he'd beat his ass, so I think that'd be fun to watch. Right.
Only got small hands versus small brain. So
Jesus. I never thought that would... That's still something fresh in my mind, that there was an argument in a presidential campaign over the size of hands.
I know.
And that began... It took the news cycle by storm.
It did.
Ridiculous. Anyway, back to my original point. If Trump were to lose, what possibly would many on the right... Would they protest? Has the deep state, and when I say deep state, I'm not talking about a cabal of 20 people sitting behind the scenes.
Yeah, it's probably more like 100.
It's these lifetime appointed bureaucrats that run Washington, D.C. It's the
lobbyists and the bureaucrats that run
and the bureaucrats. DC. And so they're did they make their point with January 6th that how many people they're railroading? That the right is gun shy to protest now, perhaps. Or is the right going to understand the absolute necessity of Trump winning this election? Because if Trump doesn't win this election, the conservative party will not hold that seat for at least 30 plus years. At least.
True.
Because with
I believe it doesn't matter who wins. There's going to be riots. There's going to be protests.
Exactly.
Either side. And I think it's going to be a bigger protest, bigger riot if the left loses.
Absolutely.
I think they're going to you guys did it, so we're going to pull January 6th. You know, they're going to pull that shit.
Yeah, well.
So, you know, it was okay for you guys. No, that's not what we did, but.
When Trump was inaugurated, Washington, D.C. was on fire.
Yeah.
They were burning limousines, buses. They were tipping over. They were rioting during his inauguration.
Yeah. And that's, you know, because that's one thing that they talk about is the crowd. He said that he had a lot of people his inauguration. And then, of course, the media is like, there was nobody there. What are you talking about? Well, there was nobody there because they were
rioting elsewhere.
They had to cordon off that area for safety for the president.
So you got the inauguration riots.
Mm-hmm.
And I agree with you 100%. If Trump wins, this country will be ablaze. And it will be ablaze for a while. Here's what I wonder. What we typically see from the left, It's odd that they're so...
Temper tantrums?
Well, that too. Yeah, but it's odd that they're so concerned about things that they will riot-ish after the election. They'll scream cheats. They'll scream recounts. They'll scream... They'll do the same thing the right did.
Yeah.
Okay?
Yes.
They'll do it exactly the same. And good on them.
Yeah.
Look for the votes. Let's see if there's inaccuracies.
I think Trump would be willing to have the investigations if he was to win again.
Agreed.
Because that would prove that 2020 was, you know.
A sham.
Yeah.
Look, they're already finding Maricopa had 400,000 ballots that shouldn't have been counted the way they were counted. 400,000. That's fucking huge. Especially when you're talking 40,000 votes.
Yeah.
Tossed an election.
Yeah.
I think they'll riot initially after the election and then again on Inauguration Day. And they're probably going to tone down like they did during his first term until the springtime. Because let's face it, Antifa is a lot of things, but pussy is the biggest. And they're not going to be out in the cold. They're not going to be out.
Because that's a good point, because you think of the Summer of Love. As soon as it started getting chilly, they quit.
It just stopped. Well, that and Kyle Rittenhouse opening up on a couple of people. Yeah, you want to talk about that? I'd love to have me a conversation about that. He took out two pedophiles that day.
Damn.
Well, one pedophile.
He was defending himself.
He absolutely
watched the videos
was.
And stuff. Come on.
The best video I've seen so far is watching that dude's forearm explode. I'll bet I've rewound that part 100 times. Look, I'm not for people getting hurt, but just seeing that round did what it was intended to do, it just disintegrated. Yeah, we can't. We'll talk about it. We'll have to talk about Kyle Rittenhouse sometimes. That guy's really, he's being led astray. I'm not sure by who. Not astray in a bad way, but his ego is starting to get the best of him.
Yeah.
He's got a story to tell for sure. He definitely did. He does deserve the quote unquote fame that he got for standing up for himself and winning.
Well, not just for himself. He was standing up for other people.
He stood up for
you got to remember in Kenosha that during when this happened, they were rioting like crazy.
Oh, yeah. And that him to calm that one down.
Yeah.
You know, the interesting thing about Kyle is that, I didn't think that jury was going to go that way. I was so glad they did, but I knew the judge had set it up in such a way that he would have been able to appeal that, especially when it came to the digital video footage that was allowed in that should not have been allowed. But it's this old legal term that's used a lot in you know, between lawyers. They baffled him with bullshit, and it worked. Now, did he set it up that way on purpose? I don't know. But the judge, I thought, handled the courtroom well. I didn't agree with him allowing that evidence in, but it worked. Kyle got found not guilty. And he, you know, he cleaned up the streets of at least one pedophile.
Yeah.
Now, due process being what it is, he was a convicted pedophile, so I'm not giving him a title without him earning it. So, yeah, I agree with you that I think no matter what, we're going to see riots. Will it be the shot heard around the world?
It could be. I know I was watching a couple of the left social media people.
It's tough, isn't it?
You have to.
You do.
Be fair. And, you know, to be able to get on here and say, honestly, I looked at both sides.
Right.
You know. But I watched a few of them, and they flat out said that if Trump wins, that's the beginning of the civil war.
Oh, they're finally saying it too then.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, they're saying that they're willing to go into a civil war if Trump wins. And it's funny because I was like, well, aren't you the ones that are
anti-gun
and anti-this? And
We'll win that one.
Well, I was going to say, bring it. Just bring it.
I'm not going to say we'll win it immediately. You don't want to underscore. Okay. Antifa freaks will have guns.
That's true.
You've got.
Oh, now they want guns.
Yeah, now you want them. You've got some of the, I can't remember the name of, it's a black separatist group, not the Black Panthers or anything like that, but there's, it's like the John Brown Club or something like that, that it's a group of the black community, and they've got a lot of firepower. But when you have a majority of firearms in this country, I think the last number I saw was there's enough firearms in America for each individual person, doesn't matter age or anything, to have two. Yeah. I don't know if that's correct.
That's what I read, too.
I once upon a time, I had enough of them to make up for, like, I don't know, 8 or 9 people.
I got a couple people covered.
I did after the boating accident. It became tragic. But I don't know. My wife might still have that little 25 laying around.
I think Colorado just passed a law. You can't have any more boating accidents.
Yeah, it kind of is what they've.
Well, Colorado's been sticking their noses deeper and deeper into our closet. What was their. I haven't read on any of them lately.
Well, now basically, you have to store your guns correctly in Colorado.
Sure.
You have to have them locked up, and you can't leave a gun in your car in plain sight.
If a gun gets stolen from you.
Hold on a minute. Hold on a minute.
Yeah, here, hang on.
No. I was waiting
for you to catch that one.
Hold on a minute. Just give me a second to wrap my head around this. In Colorado, it is illegal for you to have a gun in your vehicle.
I think these are proposed bills. They haven't passed yet.
Hold on a minute. Have a gun in your vehicle.
In plain sight.
In plain sight.
Yeah.
I can tell you the only time I've ever had a gun in plain sight was when I was getting in and putting it somewhere, or when I have my shotgun or my rifle in the back seat in a box.
In their bag or the box.
In the bag.
Yeah.
Now.
So what they're saying is if you're going to be held accountable if you leave your gun out in your car in plain sight. Somebody breaks into your car and steals your gun. Now you're held accountable.
Hold on a minute. So if I steal your car and I kill some people, are you going to be held accountable for that?
That's the way the law is written now.
So they're just going to say anytime somebody steals your stuff, and if something bad happens as a result of your stuff being stolen, you're going to be held accountable for the bad stuff that happened.
Right.
That's not going to work.
Yeah.
No. Well, and then and on top of it, here's the caveat to that. If you report your gun in a reasonable amount of time, and I use quotation marks because that's...
Who's the reasonable person?
What's the reasonable amount of time?
Judge.
You know, if I go out to my car and I see the window's broken and I see my gun's gone, not that I leave my gun in my car.
Right.
But if I realize that if I report it right then, is that a reasonable amount of time? Or am I supposed to know?
One could argue that you should have known your car was broken into.
Right.
Before you ever went out.
See, that's the caveat that annoys me. And if you report it stolen, your fine, I can't remember how it went. But anyway, they can fine you up to like $2,500.
Because your gun was in a place that it could be stolen.
Yeah.
Yeah, this isn't going to fly. I get.
Something like that. I might be off, but.
I get what the intent is. The intent is to make it difficult.
Making you use your head. Basically, don't leave your gun in your fucking car.
Right. And listen, I don't know of many people who, I can't think of any off the top of my head, who leave a gun in their car, at least in a way that it could be accessible.
Right. Most of us responsible gun owners, if we were to leave a gun in our car, it would be locked. Locked in its own little thing. Yeah.
I just don't think that based on the totality of the law, based on the way you just explained it anyway, how it'll withhold...
No, it's not, not a law. It's a proposal.
I don't understand how it would be... How it could withstand the scrutiny of...
I don't think it would,
of the court,
to be honest with
because,
you.
Again, under that logic, if my car gets stolen... Then I should be, in their minds, I should be responsible for anything that car happens to be involved in.
That's the kid. That's the what the Republicans are saying, and the people opposing the bill are like, wait. So, if it, you're going to do that with guns, then we got to do it with all the other property these people own.
Right.
So if their car gets stolen and somebody runs a red light and kills somebody in a stolen vehicle, then you're saying the owner of that stolen vehicle is now responsible for the death of the people that were.
Or if the cops light that car up after it's been stolen from you and the occupants cause a pursuit, I should be held responsible for right. fleeing from right. law enforcement. This is a
it's a slippery slope.
Yeah. It's going to get shot down.
I don't see this. No pun intended. shot down.
Yeah, gotcha.
But anyway, I don't think this bill's going to pass because it's too.
Yeah, there's too much.
It's too wide in its coverage there. Now I understand what you're trying to say. We need to be smart. We can't leave our guns in our cars. I get that. But we're talking about cars. What if now you're talking about houses? So somebody breaks into my houses and they steal my gun. Now you're going to pass that bill onto my house.
I'm going to probably freak a lot of people out. While I am in favor of a background check, I am. And if that makes me, a piece of shit, then so be it. I think it's okay.
We already get back.
The argument is you're giving up your rights by requiring that.
I understand that, but I also understand.
Where we are at in today.
I get it, okay? Yeah. However, I don't believe, this will be a controversial statement, I don't believe that your right to own a firearm should be impeded by anything. Unless, of course, let's say convicted felon, okay, with a violent,
yeah,
your own qualifier. mental capacity
needs to play a part. But if you know how to operate the firearm and you can pass the background check that you're not an illegal national, which we should talk about.
I was just going to move on to that.
Or if you've been convicted of a violent felony, then no. Do I think it should be permanent? I don't. If you've been out of prison for 35 years and you've conducted yourself as a fine law-abiding citizen,
yeah,
you should have a time where you could earn that right back. Should we be allowed to own flamethrowers? Yeah.
I already do.
Should we be allowed to own rocket missiles?
That's pushing it for
me. I think we should.
Well, I get your point, but I think that's pushing.
Listen.
Just because you don't personally want to own one.
No, I know me is my point.
If you listen, this one got me thinking. I think you should be able to own a cannon if you'd like. If you have the means.
You legally can.
You can.
You can.
And you legally can.
There's a lot of jumps to hoop through.
And there's too many jumps to hoop through on this. There should be no jumps to hoop through. At this point, if I want to own a nuclear reactor,
nuclear.
If I want to own a mushroom cloud maker, I should be allowed to own a mushroom cloud maker. And I hear people going, okay, that's a bridge too far.
You're being hyperbolic.
I'm not being hyperbolic. Who owns all the nuclear weaponry we currently have that isn't already bought by the United States?
Yeah.
Terrorists.
Okay, those two.
Okay.
But let's not blame Lockheed Martin for being terrorists right away. But Lockheed Martin isn't a government facility.
No. They have government contracts. But
Remington is not a government facility.
No.
Well, back for a little while there, when we were doing what they in the trucking industry is called expedited,
right?
We picked up at Raytheon and Lockheed Martin and McDonnell Douglas all the time. We were constantly moving rocket or missile parts, constantly.
They are not government. They are citizens. As corporations, they are considered by the law to be persons.
They're publicly traded companies. So.
Yeah. So then technically I should be able to own any of this. Now, what the ATF has done is by creating these policies that I think are unconstitutional, they have made it difficult to own a silencer. They have made it difficult to allowing somebody to build their own firearm from ground up. They have made it very cumbersome for me to exercise my Second Amendment right. Now, there's an argument to be had, and I'm willing to listen, because do I think I want to own a nuclear weapon?
It's still a lot of work.
It is a lot of work. And I just, you know, I don't feel like doing that.
I wouldn't mind having a couple cannons.
But though, if I had a fucking cannon, I'm not saying I would put lead balls in it, but I'm telling you what, you think the t-shirt guns at football games are badass now. Let me get one of them and put it in a cannon.
Right.
It might be burnt, but it'd be fun to get it. Or get hit with it. I mean, look, you could make a lot of noise with those things.
Yeah.
I would love to have one.
In our hometown, there's that game every year.
Yep.
And they have a cannon that they fire off.
It is a real live cannon.
Yeah. No, it actually works.
Yeah. And every time the...
It shoots blanks. It's just powder and smoke. But
you could put something in it because that smoke still comes right out that barrel.
Yeah.
Every time the home team, whoever possesses this cannon...
scores.
Every time they score, they fire that bad boy off, and, you know, there's been a couple times it only fired like twice in a year, but whatever. It happens.
Right.
You know, so I am a Second Amendment absolutist.
I'm with you.
Now, people say you can't be an absolutist if you agree with background checks.
I want an F-16.
Right? I'd like to have a couple of the guns on
the F-16. I just want an Apache, actually, is what I want.
I flew in a Black Hawk.
Those are badass.
I have video.
Yeah.
Where this pilot, we found out after the fact, was a test pilot for the Black Hawk and several other birds. And so I asked foolishly, thankfully it was after we had taken the flight, what does a test pilot do? His response
was break it.
Push it to the point that it breaks.
Yeah. Well, that's the same with jet, you know, with fighter planes. They got guys out there that'll break it. They want to break it.
So we did some
scary job.
We did some shit in this Black Hawk that I didn't know a helicopter should be doing.
Yeah.
And probably shouldn't have been doing. He had this bird flying sideways. And when I say sideways, I don't mean like moving sideways. I mean, we were over on our side.
You were listing one side or the other.
Yeah. And he's maneuvering through a canyon while we're...
shitting your pants?
I was... you know how usually my nervousness is a very calm, oh shit? It was a very, very calm, but very eerie shit. There's some pictures that I have of my boss who was sitting next to me, and... in betweens, holy shit, this is cool. There was a whole lot of what the fuck. Mm-hmm. And I was feeling it too. It was really cool, but I didn't know a helicopter could fly straight up.
Oh, yeah, nose up.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
And coming back down was a little bit unnerving. It was a lot of fun. But when, you know, a test pilot tells you, well, my job's to take it to its limits.
Yeah.
Did you do that on this flight?
Just now?
A couple of things we did that we wouldn't do in combat.
Normal situations.
Yeah. It was a lot of fun. But speaking of, you know, illegals being allowed to have guns. Now, a few weeks, about a month or so back, excuse me, that was burp mixed with a clearing throat.
Acid reflux.
Acid reflux. I'm tasting it.
Yeah.
A few months back, there was this viral, sort of viral post going around on X of a lady whose husband owned a gun store, and she was being told by her husband that the feds are saying that you have to do this and that, and that illegals could own guns. I looked into it because I thought that's a far stretch, right?
Yeah.
When I looked into it, there is a provision that doesn't mention, I can't remember how it's worded now, but it didn't mention anything about legal status as far as residency. Bringing this up because just the other day, I guess it was Wednesday or Thursday, a federal judge...
in Illinois.
Well, that's weird that this came out of Illinois. The federal judge out of Illinois...
Illinois is another state that is allowing illegal immigrants to be...
law enforcement.
Law enforcement.
Yeah. New York is getting ready to do the same, as is Minnesota, which we kind of knew would happen. So this federal judge said that citizenship is not a requirement to own a firearm, as long as they can pass whatever state laws that are there, they can own a firearm. I don't know.
I don't like that.
I don't like it. However, I understand-ish. I don't believe these people are here legally. which thereby in and of itself is a crime.
Yeah.
I don't know what level of crime it is on the federal level.
Right.
But if it's a felony.
Well, if it's a federal crime.
You shouldn't be in possession of a firearm until it's adjudicated.
Right. Exactly. Because I know when you're on probation, you're not allowed to have weapons. When you're after you're arrested and you've been arraigned and all this, they tell you.
Sometimes, yes.
They tell you no firearms, no drugs.
I found out that's not always the case.
It's not always, no.
But it's a good point.
Depends on your case.
Well, yeah, it depends. Was there another party involved? Was there violence involved? But here I sit on the fence post being a Second Amendment absolutist and saying,
I didn't realize there wasn't a provision.
Didn't realize this provision existed. And now I'm saying to myself, I don't want those motherfuckers to have guns, especially right now when these are all military aged men fit. Where's your wives and kids? Oh, but you're an asylum seeker. Well, I'm telling you, if I'm seeking asylum, the family's coming with because it's bad.
Yeah.
But these guys are all.
That's I don't understand either. If you're why are you have to be relieving your country as a military age male to come to our country for a reason? You did something in your other country that you're running from, well, in my opinion.
Venezuela's made it clear they emptied out their prisons and sent them up this way.
No.
And we're seeing the effects of that all over the country now, where some men, I don't want to say from a particular place because it seems to be widespread. It's not just from one type of area or one type of culture.
Right. Not Latinos.
Right. But a lot of them are happening to, they don't believe that women have rights, and these men are coming over and treating the women here as such. You know, with Laken Riley is a great example. This man was trying to rape her. She put up a fight and he hit her in the head multiple times with a rock. Because some of these cultures feel women aren't.
Yeah. They're only good for a couple citizenry. Things.
Yeah. And so this is becoming a problem all over the country.
Yeah.
I saw a video on.
I'll just speak from, my work that I do now that. We're constantly going by homeless encampments and immigrant encampments, especially over there by the amusement park.
Uh-huh.
Apparently, this isn't being reported on the news here in Colorado, but apparently there are so many rapes and sexual assaults in these encampments every day.
Unreported.
It's made us, where I work, made us being... Where we're policing it. If we see something, we have to say something, kind of bullshit.
Who do you say it to, though?
Well.
Right.
I have my beliefs and what I'm going to do, but, you know.
Don't let me catch you in the act, buddy.
You know, but yeah, we're required to report it if we see it, is what they've told us.
I just.
Why? What are you going to do?
Right.
You haven't done fuck all now.
Haven't done anything.
I'll take care of it for you.
It'll be a one and done, that's for sure. I saw this video on, I think it was X, I don't recall, of a woman in Minnesota sees a male with a young female tucked away in an alley corner area. And when I say young female, I'm talking early teen. Maybe even a tween.
Barely broke the two-digit mark, right? Yeah,
barely. And this lady hears this girl cry or something. And so this lady starts recording. She walks up to this guy, which not the smartest. But
you got Zoom on your phone.
I don't know. and I don't know what kind of training she has, but she seemed pretty damn confident when she said, "What are you doing?" This man somehow, you know, through a broken accent, says that she's his relative. Well, I got to tell you, where the way this lady was filming the first shot, it didn't look like a relative kind of situation. Obviously she caught it in the early stage. He's walking away from her. She's following him. And finally, this girl gets hold of this child who immediately breaks down in tears. She doesn't know this guy, has no idea who he is. He took her from the school grounds and made her walk with him, and then they ended up in this alley. How many times is this happening all around our country now with all of these freaking illegal immigrants who don't want to assimilate to our culture.
Yeah.
We have always been a country open to anybody who wanted liberty and freedom,
right,
who wanted to come here and acclimate to our way of life, right, not bring themselves and their flags and their cultures here.
Well, you know, I'm going to go a little bit further. I don't have a problem with anybody flying their native flag.
Sure.
Although you're in the United States, our flag is up above Premier, yours.
Correct.
You know, same with the state flags and mm-hmm. all that. So I don't care if you put your Mexican flag on your car. I don't care if you put your Venezuelan flag. I don't right. care.
Cambodia. Okay?
When I was a truck driver, you would see Puerto Rican flags all the time.
Oh, yeah.
Russian flags every once in a while. It doesn't bother me. Mm-hmm. I don't care if you do that. I'm okay with immigration.
Agreed.
I'm not against immigration. You're not against immigration. Mm-hmm. We just ask you to do it the right way and the legal way.
And take pride in you were...
You came here for a reason, motherfucker.
You were allowed to come here and create a new path for yourself.
Right.
Treat the country accordingly, but you're hearing from a lot of these illegals now... We're going to change the laws to our way of thinking.
Have you seen that viral video on TikTok?
And if that's the case, why didn't you just stay where you're at? Your way of thinking is already where you lived.
Welcome to the Republican Party.
Hello.
you know what's so odd is Bill Clinton was given this speech just a few years, many years back.
Yeah.
Obama was given the speech. And then you get dumbass in here, and the first thing he does is opens the borders and says, come on in. Even though Kamala Harris early on...
Don't come.
She's on record. Don't come.
Don't come.
Don't come. You're going to force me.
Yes, I am.
I'm coming.
Well, Bear was just itching for me to dig out a...
I gave you the opportunity. I know.
It was
such
a good one, too.
I gotta put my spectacles on, so you're just going to have to bear with me for a minute.
But have you seen the viral video of the I don't know if he's Mexican, but he's Hispanic. He's on TikTok, and he's telling everybody that's... following him apparently are illegal immigrants also. This is what we should do. We should just come into the United States and just find an empty house, an abandoned house, and just take it over. There's nothing they can do to us.
Oh, yes, I have seen that. Well, he is right.
Especially in certain places.
Just New York.
New York has had...
Seattle.
They had a girl stabbed and dismembered and put into another... They had another girl whose parents died.
The one that with the $1 million house?
Yep.
Yep.
She goes to...
the victim.
She goes to clean it up to put it on the market because her parents have been gone. And lo and behold, there's somebody in it. The cops show up and tell her, stay away. And don't change the locks. Don't change the locks. Well, she changed the locks. It's her property.
Yep.
She goes back. The people are in the house again, and the cops show up.
And arrest her.
And they arrested her for illegal eviction.
Did you hear what happened after that?
No.
While she's in jail? She's in jail doing her thing. She makes phone calls to her lawyer, her husband, and somebody else. Anyway, somebody shows up in the middle of the night, rounds up everybody that's in the house. And when I say somebody, it's actually a group of like four people, they said.
Right.
Wearing masks and black clothing and masks. And they...
I did hear about it, yeah.
Busted the kneecaps of two of the men.
So this is
so now she's in trouble. They're suspecting her of setting this up.
Prove it.
But she said, you record all the phone calls.
This is something that I'm not completely a fan of. I understand why you might feel that this is the only way to go. Because what New York is doing, and other states have the same...
The government's forcing people to do this.
Exactly. Let's just play the game. Karen's family passes, and they leave her in a state.
Mm-hmm.
You and I go over to clean things up. She's still in an emotional state where it's not ready for her. We're going to go box some things up. We show up, and there's four or five people there, and we say, get the F out. They say, no, we're renting this place. You aren't renting it. We own it. No, you don't. I have a receipt for lawn care, and immediately in the state of Colorado, you now have to prove they don't live there. All they got to do is have their buddy give them a receipt of anything to have work done on the house, and now it creates a problem.
Mm-hmm.
Where then you and I step back after we've called the police and been told, nope, you're going to have to take him to court, civil matter, clear no report. Wow, I didn't even think about saying that. It just fell right out.
Muscle memory.
I'm telling you. And let's be honest. I know that most cops that I know would be very hard-pressed to side with the shitbag. However,
the squatter, yeah.
Yeah, however, if they provide something, it's out of their hands. It really is. But then this creates another problem where you and I go to Karen and say, listen, we're attached to this now. This is the problem. But Tommy has some friends. We could probably get him out. Might cost you a door and maybe a door jam. And Karen says, I don't know anything. Is that what they're trying to push? Because that's what's going to happen.
That's exactly what's going
to
happen.
NYPD. Now, listen, I am pro law enforcement. Always have been.
Right.
But I'm also not stupid. There are a lot of cops who are just going to do enough to get by.
Yeah.
And if they see an opportunity to clear a call, no paperwork, they're going to take it. Now, not all cops are like that. But we're talking about NYPD, who is run by an appointed commissioner from a democratically elected, an elected Democrat mayor. Where do you think that commissioner's loyalty lies?
Yeah, it's not with the homeowner.
So if you did the right thing and said, look, pal, and ripped that receipt up because you knew it was BS, your higher-ups don't have your back. It's not necessarily correct. You shouldn't do that. But if we're going to allow good, tax-paying, law-abiding citizens to fend for themselves and lose multi-million-dollar, million-dollar property because we don't want to get in the middle, it's a civil matter, and then you're going to be tied up in the courts, how long are they going to be there before the court settles it out? And how much damage are they going to do while they're in there? Because you know, even if you're going to win, you're never going to get anything out of them.
A lot of times the squatters knows that you're going to win. So, yeah, you're right. They're going to take all the copper out of your house. They're going to they're going to destroy it. They're going to put holes everywhere. They're going to run everything down. But
it shouldn't be this way. But unfortunately, it's going to turn into a vigilante state.
Do not come.
She said it over and over again.
Do not come.
Now, this was right about the time. I don't think they'd been installed into office yet. They were candidates.
I think they won, but they weren't sworn in yet.
They weren't sworn in yet. I believe that's when this was. But she just gets on because it was a big thing that the Biden's going to leave the borders wide open and we're not going to be protected. And they were like, no, that's not going to happen.
Do not come.
I'm going to come.
I love that. I could just listen to that forever.
I'm going to come.
I'm going to put
go,
that
Donald,
on the sound
go.
Big.
I'm going to come.
I just, you got to have it, you know? This whole immigration thing is a setup, and people, I say this all the time, the Republicans lose so much because they don't play the long game.
No.
We've got, by some estimations, on the high ends, 15-plus million illegals. On the low end, 4-5-plus illegals that have been pouring through the borders since 20. Where are all of them going? By and large, do you see any of them going to Alabama? Do you see any of them going to Utah?
Oh, they don't want to go there.
Do you see any of them going to any of the red states?
No.
They are sending them to these populated areas in blue states. And why?
Yeah.
Why are they taking so much care of them? Why are they giving them so much money, phones, food, shelter? Meanwhile, our own citizenry it struggles day to day to just survive.
Right.
Well, it's part of the game because at some point, they're going to become citizens.
So one thing I learned about the big encampment by the amusement park, the mayor of Denver has tried to get these people to move into hotels.
Right.
Well, these people refuse to move into hotels. And this is the big reason why, right here. I'm going to tell you. There is no food storage in the hotel room. There is no you're not giving us hotel rooms with refrigerators. So we don't want those.
But you can live outside with no.
So they'd rather get a cooler and go live in their tent because they don't get the big enough refrigerator in their hotel rooms.
Do they not realize they could take the cooler?
The cooler doesn't fit in the hotel room.
Yeah. That's
what?
One thing that that's why they refuse to go to the hotels.
Listen, this is going to show you my naivete. I don't typically stray far from home. I tend to stay in this area or one direction headed to your guys' place.
That's the truth with most people is they stay close to home.
So I've...
When you go grocery shopping, you just probably go right down the street.
Yep, that's me. Unless you know, going to Costco to load up.
Well, then that's not that far either.
Nope, it's just up the road north. But anyway, I don't even watch local news. So when I get news on Denver, it's from X or from...
me.
Or from you. Or I have one or two of the local news sites on an app.
Yeah, me too.
And so that's how I get my local news. And I kept hearing it, but I'm like, you know, I don't see it. Now, again, I'm north in the suburbs. So
it's spreading out now.
It is. I rode down from 120th on Tower Road. Excuse me. And when I got down closer towards the airport, where all the hotels are, just south of
Pena,
I was floored.
Yeah.
There are just rows of illegals that are just camped out on Tower Road, and it's a ton. You just cross Pena, and you can just look and see. And I felt dumb to realize that, yes, I knew the numbers. I'd heard the numbers. I understood that was, but I hadn't visualized it.
To actually see.
And what I saw was only a tip.
So, well, I was going to say, you want to see something that's just sickening, is go down Quebec.
Quebec.
Quebec. Go down Quebec.
Quebec.
All the way past the truck stop or even starting at the truck stop.
Right.
And keep going into the city. There's a Walmart just as you pass in Quebec, past Smith Road.
Right.
There's a Walmart there that is just filled with tents and illegals and the hotels across the streets where one of the main hotels where the mayors put them up in. And it's just, it's
if they're
kind of
here
disgusting,
illegally,
actually.
They have got to go.
Well, that's what we're hoping
they have
for.
They have got to be deported. This not sending them back and not making them do it the right way is... We got enough problems with our own homeless people, and now we're importing homeless people.
Here is...
And they're mad because they're not getting homes.
Yeah.
I have said before that...
That's not the American dream. That's not how it works.
Trump winning will put him into what's called a lame duck situation.
Oh, yes. So he's going to be known as the deporter in chief.
He can do... Well, that title was reserved under Obama.
It was.
Because Obama sent more people back than any previous president before him.
Oh, yeah.
Now, here's the problem that the Trump
He's going to look even more racist.
Exactly. Yeah. The Trump administration is going to, if they win, they're going to come in and they're going to, as he's sworn, and I take the man at his word, he's going to be deporting a lot. Well, think about how that looks.
Yeah. The optics is horrible, but...
He's going to have to set up holding facilities.
Yeah.
And then what? Well, okay, we have a holding facility, or many, which it would be.
Right.
Those look bad.
They do.
Then you're going to be shoving buses, perhaps train. We know that's not going to be the case, but they will compare the buses.
Yeah, you don't want to put them on trains.
They were going to compare the buses to the trains, and they're going to be sending these people back, and you know the left is getting... Listen.
They've already set it up, though.
Earmarks, favorite this episode, and come back and listen to the tail end of the show, and mark my words, they're going to use that optics of the camps,
yes,
of the holding facilities, of migrants on these buses, and going wherever they send them. And the left is going to go, oh, look, it is
Hitler all over again.
Yeah. Ladies and gentlemen, listen, we are oddly enough freakishly right many times.
Sadly, we are.
Yeah. Telling you right now, I'm certain that this. Look, I was wrong on the Nikki Haley thing. It took her a little longer to drop out, but she dropped out. Okay.
Well, shortly after
it was, but I think we're right on this. If Trump wins, and I'm with you, I really don't see a way other than him killing somebody.
Yeah.
Or dying himself. I don't see he's not going to win this election. Now, again, November's a long time away, and anything, look.
Something could come up.
Every time there's a general election, there's always an October surprise. I have a hunch that probably starting in June, July, because I think the Democrat convention's in July.
I'm not sure.
And I think the
RNCs
is right before or right after theirs, and that's
they're usually within 2 weeks of each other.
Yeah, they are. So those are coming up, and once those conventions happen and the nominations are secured, we're going to have a July surprise. We're going to have an August surprise. We're going to have two September surprises, and probably a dozen or more October surprises. This thing's going to get ugly. Biden.
DNC's in August. RNC's in July.
I knew they were right close to each other. And where's the RNC going to be this year?
Mid-month.
Is it in
The location Atlanta? Is Milwaukee.
Milwaukee. Wow.
And then the DNC's is DNC. Chicago,
I believe. Yeah,
Chicago.
Yeah.
That's going to be an interesting one because
I'm not surprised that they're in Chicago.
A lot of Chicagoans are pissed.
Oh, yeah. Uh-huh. What's funny is you see videos of people living on the south side where a lot of these illegals are being shipped to. They're done with this.
Well, and the funny thing
is. And they
is,
even admitted that voting for Democrats has not gotten them anywhere.
Took the words right out of my mouth. And they're starting to realize that they've been duped.
Yep.
And listen.
And these are, when I say that, these are aldermans and right. little city council guys that are, you know, African-American gentlemen. They're like, you know, we can't keep doing this. So we got the only way we can break this up is by voting a different way. They said it, not me.
The sad part is we're in a position where the right wing and the left wing are wings of a bird, and it's the same bird.
And it's shitting on all of us.
And the bird is giving itself to us freely. And until we as a community and a society pull our act together, they're going to keep doing what they do. I made the mistake of digging deeper into the anals, and I say anals very, very deliberately, of how DC is run, and it is disgusting.
Mary and I were just actually discussing this yesterday about what is it going to take to actually change that? And the only thing we can do is to, with our votes, tell people we are not happy. All of those people that are currently in Congress and have been there for years, they need to be voted out.
Here's the
it doesn't
problem.
Matter what party they're right. in. You vote for the new guy, and we're going to have to do that for the next four to six votes.
Oh,
you got to vote for the new guy to get all of this old school politics out of there.
The problem with that is Americans are lazy.
They are.
And they will. Here's what I fear with this Trump thing. His numbers are absolutely through the roof. And how many people are going to say, well, I don't need to go vote because
my vote doesn't matter.
Well, or either my vote doesn't matter or I don't need to go because the polls say he's going to win anyway. So I'm not going to do it this time.
Well, that's why as conservatives, we're going to keep pushing to go vote.
Absolutely.
Until voting day. And you know, which I think we should be doing live by then.
I'm hoping we have the ability to, and I think, you
especially
know,
especially for when election results start coming in.
Right. Yeah, that would be so
long.
Could be, especially if we started it at, well, let's see.
Let's see how drunk we get by the end.
5 o'clock our time when New York closes their polls. We'd obviously have to be on about 15 minutes prior.
Well, we could go on like every couple hours.
We sure as shit aren't going to go on till Hawaii counts.
No.
But I think, you know, especially if we're at the point that we are able to be on video,
mm-hmm.
so we could go live on video as well as the podcast. We could really make a go at it. But in order to get that done, it takes a little bit of help because we're going to need the money to do it. So we're basically getting ready to beg. So just brace yourselves.
You know what's coming.
If you like what we do, please, please, please head over to patreon.podbean.com/unrestrained and become an official tugger. We do this because of you, and we want to continue to do it. We've got a lot of great things that we're going to do. It's going to take us a little bit of time, and we're definitely going to need some money. So again, head over to patreon.podbean.com/unrestrained and pick one of those tiers. Every little bit helps. This is a culture war, and we are fighting it. You're fighting it by consuming our nonsense and shenanigans. But it'll help us out. patreon.podbean.com/unrestrained. Also, we've got a amazing sponsor in Ravencrest Tactical. They're running a sale right now. I don't remember what it is.
I know they slashed all their prices, but right now they're holding a sale.
They did. They cut their prices, and let's see if I have the email. You remember, I can't read without glasses. I always forget that when I have to go look at the screen and remind myself, oh yeah, you can't read, dumbass. I got the email.
Put your eyeballs on.
Yep. There
anyway.
It's the Irish Lucky Knife Sale. It's still going on. You can save 15%. And if you use the promo code TUGS, T-U-G-S, TUGS, you'll receive a special discount as well. Go over to RavencrestTactical.com. They have great selection of out-the-front knives, all sorts of different ones. And if you like, you can create your own knife.
Yeah.
They've got a great little tool in there that walks you through the process. You can get all kinds of stuff. You can even get things engraved on the blade. So
laser etched, yeah. Yeah,
make sure you check it out, RavencrestTactical.com. And make sure to enter the promo code TUGS, T-U-G-S, and we will be forever grateful for your help. It's always a drag when we have to talk about reality. But we tried to keep it a little lighthearted today.
Yeah, well, we throw some humor in there every once in a while.
You know, if you do that, that's loud. I didn't realize it was that loud. Yeah, I figure if we could make it a little bit palatable, then it wouldn't be so bad.
Right.
Still sucks, but, you know, it could be worse.
We were kind of all over the board, but
we definitely were.
Anyway.
I don't know what... I had a joke, and now I can't remember what it is. My kids would say, but Dad? That's what my kids would say.
I can't remember how it goes, but you know what? There's a joke, but why can't The Rock turn lesbians?
Why can't The Rock turn lesbians?
Why can The Rock turn lesbians? Because Rock beats scissors.
Oh. You just don't want those scissors to be dull. That was a dad joke.
Yeah. It was horrible.
I'm going to come.
Right, I love that soundbite. Oh, we got the midweek tug is coming up Wednesday. If you want to know what it's going to be about, well, tune in. We'll tell you then.
We don't know.
Because we don't know either. So, and then our Friday show always is a good wind-up. If you'd like for our Friday show to be more up-to-date, more topical, you got to sign up.
Yeah, I got to become an official tugger.
patreon.podbean.com/unrestrained. Until Wednesday, I'm Tommy.
I'm Bear.
And we are the Unrefined Guys. Have a great week.
I'm gonna come.